How Patriots Should Respond If Trump Is Indicted. Commentary. It's been a tumultuous time for the 45th President of the United States. With the FBI raid of his home in Florida and the deposition by New York Attorney General Letitia James for a civil investigation pertaining to financial statements, tumultuous is actually an understatement. Hellish sounds more appropriate. Political opponents and ideological enemies are practically dancing in the streets. The anti-Trump media machine that has been mobilized ever since he announced his candidacy in 2015 is taking victory laps. And why shouldn't they? The latter boasted about working to undermine his administration from the inside, purposefully setting the sights of every medium of information distribution against his re-election, and now wholeheartedly utilizing the ongoing J6 trials to try to ensure that the orange man is barred from running in 2024. This is how they operate. Wielding the power of the state to target their political enemies is what they do. Donald Trump has continuously posted about it himself on his various social media apps, alluding to his political opposition using the intelligence services against him in the collusion hoax, both impeachment trials, the Mueller investigation, the Flynn case, and many others. Oh yeah, and then there was that whole Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. A blatant falsehood pushed by 50 high-ranking intelligence officials in their fight to get Joe Biden elected. For those of us who have witnessed the events of the last 6 years with sober eyes, the events of the past week came as no surprise. The politicization of federal agencies is worrying but hardly mind-blowing. To be fair, a handful of left-leaning yet principled individuals have not been celebrating Trump's legal troubles without qualification. Instead, they have joined in questioning the potential ramifications of this high-water mark in political warfare. The truth is that an indictment may very well be coming. A conviction is the end goal. That is what they are after. That is what those who despise the 45th president have single-mindedly devoted their efforts to. So how should those who oppose this agenda react to a partisan Trump indictment, let alone conviction? Disavow violence and remain peaceful. This obvious first point goes beyond mere ethical righteousness. Yes, violence is immoral, but it is also ineffective. Any violent action will turn public opinion in a very anti-productive direction. It draws negative attention and deflects from the fact that real legal impropriety is taking place. Much like the riots on January 6 were utilized to distract from the fact that large swaths of the population were reasonably expressing concern with the integrity of the election, violence in the face of a Trump indictment or conviction will reflect poorly on all of those who want to see the rule of law reign supreme, regardless of political background. At the same time, violence will create a pretext for further crackdown on all who oppose the malicious legal attack taking place. Censorship on social media will follow, and the task of exposing fraudulent and partisan lawfare will become that much more difficult. Everyone must stress a peaceful response. Should any lone actor be dumb enough to do something illegal or violent, all must disavow it immediately. Rally support and exhaust all legal means to resist. Rallying support means that every single individual in a position of political leadership must condemn the action. The weaponization of the law is a problem, and anyone with an interest in opposing the authoritarian tactics of today's Justice Department must speak out. Politicians from both parties must demand legal challenges to the explicitly and inherently political attacks by the federal agencies and executive appointments behind the initiative. The problem goes to the state and local level as well, considering that New York Attorney General James has bragged explicitly about the fact that her office would be targeting Trump. Declaring an individual guilty and then digging for proof of a crime to fit the sentence is not only illegal, but it is contrary to the foundation of our justice system, and idly allowing it to happen is anti-American. Rallying support also means turning out in November's midterms to elect politicians who are expressly willing to fight for a justice system that is balanced and blind. Individuals who were opposed to the partisan impeachment of Trump have already done remarkably well in primary races, but that's not enough. citizens everywhere must press their congressional representatives in the House and Senate to oppose the extra-legal attack on Trump and demand that Congress effectively and completely fulfill their oversight duties of the executive branch. Attorney General Merrick Garland must be investigated and held accountable for his role in utilizing the Department of Justice as a political bludgeon against party enemies. And don't stop there. Instead, go as high up as necessary. Unite and demand justice. Should November bring Trump's allies to power in November, there is the possibility to begin the work of dismantling the two-tier U.S. justice system that currently exists. In addition to oversight, that means opening investigations into those who hold positions of leadership that have consistently lied to, censored, and attacked the American people out of ideological spite and a partisan lust for power. The latter process has previously worked in only one direction against those the U.S. establishment deem as threats to the status quo of elite rule. There is no shortage of opinions on Trump. Still, it's clear that he was able to manifest the resentment of the forgotten people of America sold out by coastal and credentialed elites. The backlash has been brutal, and the powers that be are desperately working to ensure that nothing like that can ever happen again. The executive is likely needed to lead the types of initiatives that will return a semblance of balance to the legal system. Truly holding these individuals accountable and returning power to the American people may not be possible until the current occupant of the Oval Office moves on. That's why it's so important for freedom-loving Americans to stay connected, focused, and involved in what is going on. Be prepared for 2024. For too long, we have avoided using the power of government to enforce a system of nonpartisan justice. I just want to be left alone, many of us have likely said. Don't tread on me, right? A Trump indictment, not to mention a conviction, will definitively close the door on any illusions of a system that allows private citizens to truly challenge the elite hold on the country, without having the full power of the state crash down on their heads. Crying about unfair practices has gotten us nowhere because the opposition has continuously mocked our moral codes. Fair? Who said anything about fair? For them, it is about one thing and one thing only: winning. So yes, partisan actors have shamelessly wielded the tools available to them to crush their political enemies. Trump may have been the most prominent and most effective challenge to their rule, but make no mistake, they despise all of us equally. But there is always hope. As Americans, surrender isn't in our blood. We hold one clear advantage in this struggle. Those who currently hold power, by and large, don't actually like America or anything it stands for. We do. And so we must keep the faith, peacefully rally to the cause of justice as one, and refuse to lay down and crawl toward the seat of power.